152, our spotlight on Rosemont, our hometown series here the last Thursday of every month. And we're talking with Jim Barcelona at Properties. He's a managing broker at Properties. That's hard to say. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Can you give us kind of an overview? One of the big headlines that I think a lot of us saw and a lot of us talked about was that Chicago is starting to see home sales rise relative to the suburbs. And we sort of saw the opposite picture months back at the height of the pandemic. What can you tell us?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I think that, you know, when you look at the city of Chicago, it's seen a little bit of a rebirth here. You know, the pandemic had people fleeing to the suburbs. And now when, you know, things were looking a little more optimistic at the beginning of the summer, people wanted to get out and about. They wanted to travel. They wanted to vacation, spend time with family and friends. And what better place to do that in the city of Chicago, right? Ball games, concerts. So I think people realize how much they kind of miss the city. So we've definitely seen a spike in activity.
Okay, so even downtown condos, I saw, are making a comeback as that area was sort of suppressed a little. They received pretty soft sales in that area. Now they're saying, you know what, people are coming back. What do you think's driving demand there? Same thing?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. I think it's sort of that lifestyle, you know, that people are looking. The other thing is you have a lot of baby boomers that are selling, and they're making certain decisions around walk-to and a little more active lifestyle. And so you have that sale happening in the suburbs, and some people are choosing the city again.
What else are you noticing?
So I would say overall the market is strong. Mm-hmm. What I'm noticing is that we're starting to see a balance starting to come back to the market. You know, it was an extreme seller's market for so long. But if you really look, Anna, what has happened is we sort of reached an inflection point in March, I would say, where you had the peak conditions of buyer demand and very few homes for sale. And that was the ideal time for all the headlines that you read about a seller's market. But what we've seen shift now is a trend toward a spike in inventory, not crazy, but an uptick month after month of inventory and buyer demand generally waning a little bit, whether it be fatigue, buyer fatigue, having lost out, or whatever the case may be. So we're starting to see a little bit better balance come into the market right now.
Yeah, what happened to all those multiple offer people? Where they just went and they gave up, or did they go to another suburb? Or because we were hearing about that in certain places not all that long ago.
Yeah, the truth is they gave up in many cases. You know, it was really exhausting to be a buyer the last, you know, 9 months, particularly around November, December, January, February, March. Those were the months. Historically, those are slower times for our market because it's cyclical and seasonal. But that was the hardest time, and there is no question that buyer fatigue played a huge role. And so what's interesting is just in the last few weeks, we're starting to see, with a little more balance coming into the market, we're starting to see those buyers that were exhausted, they're coming back now because they still see historically low interest rates, and they are seeing some buy opportunities and not having to compete the same way they had to before.
People were presenting those cash offers and then baking them brownies and trying to, hey, look at my offer. My offer looks nicer than theirs. It was really an interesting environment to be in real estate. I'm sure you found that.
It was.
Anything else you want to just kind of leave people with in terms of what's going on in the real estate market?
Well, I think that the message I really would want to send is that there is some balance coming back, but I want people to probably recognize that the market is still strong. The data still shows that it's a seller's market, but what you have to do, whether you're, you know, a buyer, you're speculative, or it's a permanent home, you still have to look at your investment and say, hey, if I have a, you know, it's say a 10-year time horizon, you know, so many people made decisions during this pandemic, but we know on average people stay in their homes approximately 10 years. So I would say still look at sort of that 10-year horizon and say, the decisions I make today, you know, maybe it's to go far out and get more house and more land, you know, or first floor bathroom, or look for a pool or whatever, just ask yourself, you know, those decisions I'm making today, you know, will they still hold true, you know, if I stay in this house 10 years from now?
Good advice. Thank you so much, Jim. Yeah. Good talking with
you. Thanks, Anna.